Das heißt, dass ich nicht so bachich hat geschlagen, wenn Yehuda mir sagt, dass Sukkah darf teh sein. The Mishnah said, Achoitet begodish. Huna said, this is only possible when there wasn't a hallowed space of one tefach height over an area of 7x7 tefachim that was under the haystack. If there was, then the straw on top of it is considered an oil, and therefore, once it's raised to a height of 10 tefachim, it would be a valid Sukkah. Zok the Mishnah, if one built walls from the schach down and the walls ended 3 tefachim above the ground, the Sukkah is possible. If one built the walls from the ground up, once they reach a height of 10 tefachim, the sukkah is kosher, even if there's a large space between the walls and the schach. Rabbi Yossi says, just as when building up, all that is needed is a height of 10 tefachim, so too when building down from the schach, all that's needed is a height of 10 tefachim, even though there's a large space between the wall and the ground. Zok the Gemara, the Machloikis is, Rabbi Yossi says that a wall hanging above the ground at least 10 tefachim is considered a wall and would allow one to carry on Shabbos based on that. Whereas the Tanakhama says that such a wall does not have the status of a wall and would not allow one to carry on Shabbos based on that. Zok the Gemara Mishnah says, if there's a watering pit that overlaps two chatzeres, partly on one, partly on the other, neither chatzer may draw water from it unless there's a 10 tefach tall wall down below, see what that means, or within its rim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Beis Hillel say the wall has to be quote-unquote down below, and Beis Shammai say the wall can even be above. Rav Yehuda says, the wall at ground level separates the chatzeres, which separates the chatzeres is also effective at separating the watering hole. So Rav Bar Chanan and Rav Yechanan said, Rav Yehuda follows the sheet of Rav Yosi Bar Mishnah, that a suspended wall is considered to be a full wall. So the Chari, he says, it stems with Rav Yosi Bar Mishnah. The Gemara says, no, it's not lav dafka, that's the case. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have to agree with Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't have to agree with Rabbi Yehuda. It could be that Rabbi Yehuda only says his din by Eruv Chatzeris because it's Rabbanon, but would not say his din regarding Sukkah, which is Deraisa. It could also be that Rabbi Yossi only says his din regarding Sukkah, which is a mitzvah say. However, he would not say his din regarding Shabbos, which carries the skila, the chi of skila attached to it. And although we find the story that took place in Tzipori where Rabbi Yossi was the Rav, where they carried on the basis of a hanging wall, that story actually took place after Rabbi Yossi's death and it was allowed by his son Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi. Zok the Gemara of Chisson and Rabbi said, a mat that is slightly more than 4 tefachim wide may be used for the wall of a sukkah. The mat must be placed so that it's less than 3 tefachim below it, so that there is less than 3 tefachim below it, meaning between it and the ground, and less than 3 tefachim above it, between it and the schach, and through lavid, the wall would be considered a wall of 10 tefachim, because you have lavid on the bottom, lavid on the top, and it itself is slightly more than 4 tefachim, you have a total of 10 tefachim of wall. In fact, this is pashut, it's lavid. We would think they only say lavid once for a particular wall, but not twice, meaning above and below. Kamash malan, that you say it even twice. In fact, my Brisa says that a mat that's slightly more than 7 tefachim wide may be used for a sukkah wall. This suggests that lavid can only be used once. And for the Gemara, the Brice is discussing a sukkah taller than 10 tefachim. So the mat slightly more than 4 tefachim can be placed in a way that is less than 3 tefachim above it and below it. Therefore, a mat of slightly more than 7 tefachim has to be used so that when put there within 3 tefachim to the schach, there's a 10 tefach wall. The chiddush of the Brisa would be like Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah, that when building down, all that's needed is a height of 10 tefachim, even though there's a large space between the wall and the ground. Zakhtamar, Rabbi Ami said, a board slightly more than 4 tefachim may be used as a 7 tefach wall of a sukkah by placing it within 3 tefachim to another wall. This seems to be pashut. And Rabbi Ami is teaching us that the minimum size of a sukkah is 7 tefachim.